Section 3 of Chocolate or an Indian Drink. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Laurie Ann Walden. Chocolate or an Indian Drink by Antonio Colmenero de Ledesma. The third point. Having treated in the first point of the definition of chocolate, the quality of the cacao, and of the other ingredients, and, in the second point, of the complexion which results from the mixture of them, there remains now, in the third point, to show the way how to mingle them. And first I will bring the best receipt, and the most to the purpose that I could find out. Although it be true, which I have said, that one receipt cannot be given which shall be proper for all, that is to be understood of those who are sick. For those that are strong and in health, this may serve. And for the other, as I have said in the conclusion of the first point, every one may make choice of the ingredients, as they may be useful to this or that part of his body. The receipt is this. To every 100 cacaos, you must put 2 cods of the long red pepper, of which I have spoken before, and are called in the Indian tongue chilparagua, and instead of those of the Indies, you may take those of Spain, which are broadest and least hot. 1 handful of aniseed or hojuelas, which are otherwise called pinacaxlidos, and 2 of the flowers called mechasuchil, if the belly be bound. But instead of this, in Spain, we put in 6 roses of Alexandria beat to powder, 1 cod of campeche or logwood, 2 drams of cinnamon, almonds and hazelnuts of each 1 dozen, of white sugar, 1/2 pound, of achiote, enough to give it the color. And if you cannot have those things which come from the Indies, you may make it with the rest. The way of compounding. The cacao and the other ingredients must be beaten in a mortar of stone, or ground upon a broad stone, which the Indians call metate, and is only made for that use. But the first thing that is to be done is to dry the ingredients, all except the achiote, with care that they may be beaten to powder, keeping them still in stirring that they may not be burnt or become black, and if they be overdried, they will be bitter and lose their virtue. The cinnamon and the long red pepper are to be first beaten with the anise seed, and then beat the cacao, which you must beat by a little and little till it be all powdered, and sometimes turn it round in the beating, that it may mix the better. And every one of these ingredients must be beaten by itself, and then put all the ingredients into the vessel where the cacao is, which you must stir together with a spoon, and then take out that paste and put it into the mortar, under which you must lay a little fire after the confection is made. But you must be very careful not to put more fire than will warm it, that the unctuous part does not dry away. And you must also take care to put in the achiote in the beating, that it may the better take the color. You must searce all the ingredients, but only the cacao. And if you take the shell from the cacao, it is the better. And when you shall find it to be well beaten and incorporated, which you shall know by the shortness of it, then with a spoon take up some of the paste, which will be almost liquid, and so either make it into tablets or put it into boxes. And when it is cold, it will be hard. To make the tablets, you must put a spoonful of the paste upon a piece of paper. The Indians put it upon the leaf of a planting tree, where, being put into the shade, it grows hard. And then, bowing the paper, the tablet falls off, by reason of the fatness of the paste. But if you put it into anything of earth or wood, it sticks fast and will not come off but with scraping or breaking. In the Indies, they take it 2 several ways. The one, being the common way, is to take it hot, with atole, which was the drink of the ancient Indians. The Indians call atole pape, made of the flour of maize, and so they mingle it with the chocolate, and that the atole may be more wholesome, they take off the husks of the maize, which is windy and melancholy, and so there remains only the best and most substantial part. Now, to return to the matter, I say that the other modern drink, which the Spaniards use so much, is of 2 sorts. The one is that the chocolate, being dissolved with cold water and the scum taken off and put into another vessel, the remainder is put upon the fire with sugar, and when it is warm, Then pour it upon the scum you took off before, and so drink it. The other is to warm the water, and then, when you have put it into a pot or dish, as much chocolate as you think fit, put in a little of the warm water, and then grind it well with the molinet. And when it is well ground, put the rest of the warm water to it, and so drink it with sugar. Besides these former ways, there is one other way, which is, put the chocolate into a pipkin with a little water, and let it boil well till it be dissolved. And then put in sufficient water and sugar, according to the quantity of the chocolate. And then boil it again until there comes an oily scum upon it, and then drink it. But if you put too much fire, it will run over and spoil. But in my opinion, this last way is not so wholesome, though it pleases the palate better. Because when the oily is divided from the earthy part, which remains at the bottom, it causeth melancholy, and the oily part loosens the stomach and takes away the appetite. There is another way to drink chocolate which is cold, and it takes its name from the principal ingredient and is called cacao, which they use at feasts to refresh themselves, and it is made after this manner. The chocolate being dissolved in water with the molinet, take off the scum or crassy part, which riseth in greater quantity, when the cacao is older and more putrefied. The scum is laid aside by itself in a little dish, and then put sugar into that part from whence you took the scum, and pour it from on high into the scum, and so drink it cold. And this drink is so cold that it agreeth not with all men's stomachs, for by experience we find the hurt it doth by causing pains in the stomach, and especially to women. I could deliver the reason of it, but I avoid it, because I will not be tedious. Some use it, etc. There is another way to drink it cold, which is called cacao pinoli, and it is done by adding to the same chocolate, having made the confection as is before set down, so much maize, dried and well ground, and taken from the husk, and then well mingled in the mortar with the chocolate. It falls all into flour or dust. And so these things being mingled, as is said before, there riseth the scum, and so you take and drink it, as before. There is another way, which is a shorter and quicker way of making it for men of business, who cannot stay long about it. And it is more wholesome, and it is that which I use. That is, first to set some water to warm, and while it warms you throw a tablet, or some chocolate, scraped, and mingled with sugar, into a little cup. And when the water is hot, you pour the water to the chocolate, and then dissolve it with the molinet, and then, without taking off the scum, drink it as is before directed. The fourth part. There remains to be handled in the last point of the quantity which is to be drunk, at what time, and by what persons, because if it be drunk beyond measure, not only of chocolate, but of all other drinks or meats, though of themselves they are good and wholesome, they may be hurtful. And if any find it opilative, it comes by the too much use of it, as when one drinks overmuch wine, instead of comforting and warming himself, he breeds and nourisheth cold diseases, because nature cannot overcome it, nor turn so great a quantity into good nourishment. So he that drinks much chocolate, which hath fat parts, cannot make distribution of so great a quantity to all the parts. And that part which remains in the slender veins of the liver must need cause opilations and obstructions. To avoid this inconvenience, you must only take 5 or 6 ounces in the morning, if it be in winter. And if the party who takes it be choleric, instead of ordinary water, let him take the distilled water of endive. The same reason serves in summer, for those who take it physically, having the liver hot and obstructed. If his liver be cold and obstructed, then to use the water of rhubarb. And to conclude, you may take it till the month of May, especially in temperate days. But I do not approve that in the dog days it should be taken in Spain, unless it be one who by custom of taking it receives no prejudice by it. And if he be of a hot constitution, and that he have need to take it in that season, let it, as is said before, be mingled with water of endive. And once in 4 days, and chiefly when he finds his stomach in the morning to be weak and fainting. And though it be true that in the Indies they use it all the year long, it being a very hot country, and so it may seem by the same reason it may be taken in Spain, first I say that custom may allow it. Secondly, that as there is an extraordinary proportion of heat, so there is also of moisture, which helps with the exorbitant heat to open the pores, and so dissipates and impoverisheth our substance or natural vigor, by reason whereof, not only in the morning, but at any time of the day, they use it without prejudice. And this is most true, that the excessive heat of the country draws out the natural heat, and disperseth that of the stomach and of the inward parts. Insomuch that though the weather be never so hot, yet the stomach being cold, it usually doth good. I do not only say this of the chocolate, which, as I have proved, hath a moderate heat, but if you drink pure wine, be the weather never so hot, it hurts not, but rather comforts the stomach. And if in hot weather you drink water, the hurt it doth is apparent, in that it cools the stomach too much, from whence comes a vitiated concoction, and a thousand other inconveniences. You must also observe that it being granted, as I have said, that there are earthy parts in the cacao which fall to the bottom of the cup when you make the drink, diverse are of the opinion that that which remains is the best and the more substantial, and they hurt themselves not a little by drinking of it. For besides that it is an earthy substance, thick and stopping, it is of a melancholy nature, and therefore you must avoid the drinking of it, contenting yourself with the best, which is the most substantial. Last of all, there rests one difficulty to be resolved, formerly pointed at, namely, what is the cause, why chocolate makes most of them that drink it fat. For considering that all of the ingredients, except the cacao, do rather extenuate than make fat, because they are hot and dry in the third degree. For we have already said that the qualities which do predominate in cacao are cold and dry, which are very unfit to add any substance to the body. Nevertheless, I say that the many unctuous parts, which I have proved to be in the cacao, are those which pinguify and make fat, and the hotter ingredients of this composition serve for a guide or vehicle to pass to the liver and the other parts until they come to the fleshy parts, and there finding a like substance which is hot and moist, as is the unctuous part, converting itself into the same substance, it doth augment and pinguify. Much more might be said from the ground of philosophy and physique, but because that is fitter for the schools than for this discourse, I leave it, and only give this caution, that in my receipt you may add melon seeds and seeds of pompions of Valencia, dried and beaten into powder, where there is any heat of the liver or kidneys. And if there be any obstructions of the liver or spleen with any cold distemper, you may mix the powder of ceterach, to which you may add amber or musk to please the scent. And it will be no small matter to have pleased all with this discourse. Finis. How to make use of the chocolate, to be taken as a drink, exceeding cordial for the comfort of the healthful, and also for those in weakness and consumptions, to be dissolved in milk or water. If you please to take it in milk, to a quart 3 ounces of chocolate will be sufficient. Scrape your chocolate very fine, put it into your milk when it boils, work it very well with the Spanish instrument called molinillo between your hands, which instrument must be of wood, with a round knob made very round, and cut ragged, that as you turn it in your hands, the milk may froth and dissolve the chocolate the better. Then set the milk on the fire again, until it be ready to boil, having the yolk of 2 eggs well beaten with some of the hot milk. Then put your eggs into the milk, and chocolate and sugar, as much as you like for your taste, and work all together with the molinillo, and thus drink a good draught. Or, if you please, you may slice a little manchet into a dish, and so eat it for a breakfast. You may, if you please, make your chocolate with water and sugar, working it after the same order with your molinillo, which for some weak stomachs may chance to be better liked. And many there be that beat almonds, and strain them into the water it is boiled, and wrought with the chocolate and sugar. Others like to put the yolks of eggs, as before, in the milk, and even sweeten it with sugar to your taste. If you drink a good draught of this in a morning, you may travel all the day without any other thing, this is so substantial and cordial. The manner of making chocolate. Set a pot of conduit water over the fire until it boils. Then to every person that is to drink, put an ounce of chocolate, with as much sugar into another pot, wherein you must pour a pint of the said boiling water, and therein mingle the chocolate and the sugar with the instrument called el molinillo, until it be thoroughly incorporated. Which done, pour in as many half pints of the said water as there be ounces of chocolate. And if you please, you may put in one or two yolks of fresh eggs, which must be beaten until they froth very much. The hotter it is drunk, the better it is. Being cold, it may do harm. You may likewise put in a slice of white bread or biscuit, and eat that with the chocolate. The newer and fresher made it is, the more benefit you shall find by it. That which comes from foreign parts, and is stale, is not so good as that which is made here. Finis. End of section 3. End of Chocolate, or an Indian Drink, by Antonio Colmenero de Ledesma.